Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I'm Susan Wright. Losing my husband, Ron, was the darkest day of my life. But I see his light in our family and in the values he lived for. And I have hope.
Susan Wright, the Republican widow of Texas Congressman Ron Wright, who died of COVID-19, got the most votes Saturday in a tight race of 23 candidates to replace her husband. No candidate got enough votes to avoid a runoff election for the 6th Texas Congressional District, so Wright will face Republican Jake Elzey, who came in second. Democrat Jana Lynn Sanchez, who was third, conceded yesterday. Sanchez had run a tight race against Congressman Wright in 2018. Susan Wright got a big boost late in the race, gaining the backing of former President Donald Trump, signaling his continued influence there, and the Republican Party at large. Speaking of which, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, a big Trump critic, was booed at his state's GOP convention Saturday, with audio here from Brian Schott at the Salt Lake Tribune.
So what do you think of President Biden's first 100 days, huh?
Despite the unwarm welcome, a vote to censure Romney barely failed later on Saturday. Romney was one of few Republicans who voted to impeach Trump, including number 3 House Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming. Cheney is getting heat for comments she made at a GOP gathering. She said House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell are the leaders of the Republican Party, not Trump. Cheney is also facing backlash since voting to impeach Trump, and has been quite vocal about it.
We have to be willing to speak the truth. And the truth is that the election wasn't stolen. I think people are really, they're tired of the vengeance and the vitriol. They want some hope.
According to The Hill, some GOP lawmakers say frustration with Cheney is reaching a, quote, boiling point, suggesting she may get pushed out of her leadership position in the near future. Moving to the White House, President Joe Biden's comments on North Korea during his congressional address Wednesday raised some eyebrows from North Korean leadership.
On Iran and North Korea, nuclear programs that present serious threats to American security and the security of the world. We're going to be working closely with our allies to address the threats posed by both of these countries.
A top North Korean official said Biden made a, quote, big blunder. The country's leaders released 3 statements Sunday directed at the U.S. and its ally South Korea, including warnings they might respond to the Biden administration. Biden will meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on May 21st in Washington, D.C., where they will address the denuclearization of North Korea. While former President Donald Trump was the first U.S. president to meet with Kim Jong-un, Trump failed to remove any North Korean nuclear warheads or deter ongoing missile tests. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Bratellum. Thanks for listening.